It is eye-rolling to observe an effort to have Regina City Council halt a public health measure as simple as adding fluoride to water, which it voted to do 4 years ago. A recent survey of people in Regina finds almost two-thirds of respondents support fluoride in water. But tomorrow, Regina will consider a motion from Councillor Clark Bizzo to stop fluoride. Bizzo's motion points out some studies find a decrease in child IQ scores can be associated with higher exposures to fluoride. Well, yes, but that's at levels about double what Regina's looking at. One study he points to actually says, it is important to note that there is insufficient data to determine if the low fluoride level, well, you know, like the one Regina's looking at, has a negative effect on children's IQ. Among the experts Bizzo's motion references are Florida's Surgeon General, who is notorious for, among other things, rejecting conventional wisdom on vaccines, whereas professional bodies representing dentists are unequivocally clear in their support of fluoride. Regina City Council should have no trouble sinking its teeth into this issue, provided its teeth aren't too weakened from a lack of fluoride. I'm Murray Wood.